Ali Velchi interviewed a good friend of mine who serves in the Texas State Legislature. And I just wanted to play her because I always love the way that she handles stuff here in Texas. So let's listen to a little bit of Jolanda Jones, who represented us well on MSNBC recently when she had an interview about what was going on here in the great state of Texas. Take it over.
The Republican Party, supposedly the party of small government and law and order, is once again proving that it is neither. Republicans in the state of Texas are trying to take over the administration of local elections, but not in every county in the state. Just in Harris County, home of Houston, which happens to be not only the largest county in the entire state of Texas, but also its Democratic stronghold. So clearly, this is not about so-called election integrity. Texas Republicans have targeted Harris County before by passing a voter suppression bill that made it more difficult for minorities there to vote. Now it seems they're flat out trying to rig the game. But Harris County officials are fighting back, announcing a plan to sue the state over two Republican bills that they say are politically motivated and unconstitutional. And this comes as the state's top law enforcement officer, who tried to overturn the 2020 election, could be impeached tomorrow. Now, I don't know if you've been following the story, but for nearly a decade, Republicans have stayed silent about the mounting legal scandals facing the Attorney General Ken Paxton. But now a Texas House committee that's been investigating Ken Paxton voted unanimously to recommend impeaching Paxton, advancing 20 articles of impeachment, quote, on accusations that include bribery, dereliction of duty, disregard of official duty, and obstruction of justice, the Texas Tribune reports. He won re-election in 2018 while under indictment on state securities fraud charges without a single Republican challenger in his primary. He won re-election for a third time after he was, quote, sued in 2020 by four of his former aides who alleged that he fired them for reporting him to federal law enforcement for allegedly taking bribes and using his office to help one of his campaign contributors, NBC News reports. So much for law and order. This is the state's chief law enforcement officer. Those silent Republicans, however, are now going to go on the record about Ken Paxton when they vote on whether to impeach him tomorrow. But let's put that aside for a second and talk about what's going on in Harris County. Joining us now is the Texas State Representative Jolanda Jones. She represents parts of Harris County. Representative Jones, good to see you this evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Allie, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm always confused because during COVID, when there were counties, including Harris County, that wanted to put some restrictions in place about keeping people safe, Texas, the home of home rule, the one place that doesn't want big government interfering with small government, that says people should make their own decisions, got involved and says no one could make any rules about COVID that contravened what the state of Texas said. Thought it was unusual then. It's unusual again now. They're getting involved in Harris County. What are they up to?
No, Texas believes in home rule except for Harris County, and they're targeting us because we're the largest county in Texas. We had tremendous voter turnout. Harris County used to be Republican until 2018 when we had that wave of Black women get in. And so we're solidly Democratic, and they're coming after us, and they're coming after us hard because we had a clerk who came up with very innovative ways to increase voter turnout for everyone, not just Democrats, but Democrats and Republicans. We had 24-hour voting. We had, what else did we have? We had early voting lasting longer. We sent out mail ballots to seniors to help them to vote. And we had tremendous turnout, and they want to shut all that down. And they filed two bills that are going to help them, one, take our local voting, and they're going to split it up into two separate departments. Voter registration is going to be with our tax assessment collector, and then pulling off the elections is going to be with our clerk. And the reason that one is with the tax assessor collector is because it goes back to poll taxes, yeah. And we have to pay poll taxes. And then there's another one that says that the Secretary of State will come in and be able to monitor Harris County and ultimately remove our election officials so that they can hijack the largest urban voting district in the state of Texas,
which is a thing that's happening across this country that we have to keep an eye on, right? This is the thing that is worrying people, that there is this movement across the country that's where states are saying they can come in ostensibly on the basis of you in Harris County are doing something wrong and change who administers votes Who knows, change what? And you guys are arguing now that this is illegal and unconstitutional. Obviously, we watched the year before last when you state representatives tried to sort of defend voting rights in your state. Unfortunately, you were voted down because the majority of the representatives are Republicans. Do you think you'll have more success now because this is a legal case?
Well, we hope to have it in the courts, but you know, they've gerrymandered the districts. They've appointed a whole bunch of Republican judges. And then, of course, we know the Supreme Court is Republican, but we are going to fight. We will not stop fighting because what they are doing is wrong. And they're trying to determine the outcomes of the elections because we have a bunch of election deniers over the top of the state.
What happens here? Because in Harris County, as you said, this is a county that used to be solidly Republican. It's now Democratic, but there are lots of Republicans there. There have got to be Republicans in Harris County because this is the wealthiest county in the entire state who've got to be saying, this can't be right. I'm a Republican in Harris County, but I can't, this can't be allowed. Do Republicans want this to happen?
So let me be clear. That's exactly who wants this to happen, because Republicans were used to controlling Harris County. Now they don't. A bunch of black people got elected and now they have lost their minds. They're trying to take Harris County back to the old days, to the Jim Crow days. And we're going to fight. We have a county attorney who sues the state of Texas every time they do anything, every single solitary time, which is the reason why people know exactly what's going on here in Harris County, because he is not afraid and he will take them to the mat.
And that is Christian Manafi. You guys heard, I interviewed Christian Manafi, the attorney for Harris County, where he told our audience here that in fact, if this law passed, he would immediately file suit against the state of Texas. And he did. He did it to his word.